Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Merry Christmas. Welcome in. Great side question today. All-time family, real or fictional? Hit us with that. Here is life coach Kamala Harris being interviewed by a female podcaster, and they're talking about the man that you choose. I don't know if they say man, the person. And they're talking about, do you want that Sunday morning relationship or the Friday night relationship? Whoa. Yes, there is a big cackle in here. Here's Kamala.
The important piece of this, though, for anyone who is single, who wants to be in a relationship, is to be kind to yourself and choose to be with someone who is kind. That's really important. Mm-hmm. You know, choose to be with someone who allows you to laugh at yourself and them. Choose to be with someone who, you know, you like going to the grocery store together, taking a walk together, including doing something fancy together. You know, I mean, and there are different phases in your life, and depending on what phase you're in. Maybe you're going to choose that you want to have that kind of Friday night relationship, mm-hmm. or you yes. want that Sunday morning relationship.
Sometimes they go together, and sometimes they
don't. Sometimes you can get both, mm-hmm. and sometimes mm-hmm. they just is oil and water.
Yes, yes.
Right? And so, and that's okay. You know, you be in those phases where you are having fun.
Yes.
Be in those phases where you have a sense of, you know, I just want something more. But be honest with yourself about what you're in.
Mm.
And figure out whether what you're in is actually what you want, right? Mm-hmm. But the first step is to be honest about what you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And not try and make it something that it's not, because that usually doesn't work out so well.
Yeah.
You know? I say that to say, don't be harsh in judging yourself if you're in one of those phases or the other, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the cackle, we're not elongating it. We're not doing anything like that. That's not the game. That's Kamala Harris. And just picture, she could have been president. Now, she thinks she only had 107 days. I think she'd be better off if she had 30 or 40 days, maybe 10. She might have stood a chance. Looking back on it, there was almost no chance once the country saw her even a little bit. Losing the popular vote, losing all 7 swing states. My goodness. Just stunning. Is she a role model, too, for females? I don't think so. I don't want to go through the whole backstory, Willie Brown and the whole thing again, but there's that, the Friday night relationship and the Sunday morning relationship. Oh, my God. All righty, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. Now, here is, this is cut seven, Mayor DePena, Lawrence, Massachusetts. I saw a stat today that it's something like 82% or around there, Latino. This guy is the mayor, allegedly here legally, of an American city. One, I think, that's a former pretty prominent mill town, Lawrence. And yet needs a translator with him, you'll hear, YouTube.com, since he can't speak English, yet he is the mayor of an American city. Here's how it sounded.
The division has a concern and has raised an objection based on the fact that council, much like me in my capacity as a hearing officer, don't speak Spanish, and therefore we're unable to decide independently whether questions are being translated both directions from the attorney and from the witness accurately. I appreciate that objection. I do believe that under the circumstances, without objection from the respondent, we could proceed with your services.
All right, so how do we have a mayor of a U.S. city who is here, allegedly legally, and it's not just like a stoplight city, it's more than that, Lawrence, and he needs a translator to understand English? And the guy's saying, well, how do we know what's going on here? What he's saying back, is that right? Or what is being said to him, is that right? How's this guy the mayor? Wow. I mean, we've seen stuff like this before, but nothing this blatant where the mayor needs a translator. This is all part of the lack of assimilation. A lot of it started, how many years have we talked about English can't be the official language and things related to it? And here we go again, the same kind of nonsense. All righty, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. By the way, whenever we're on Christmas Eve, if you have a great Christmas tradition, just hit us with this. Give people some ideas of things over the years that maybe you thought were fun and you continued it. Yesterday, we talked about Midnight Mass. Got a lot of emails, a lot on social media about how Midnight Mass went away and some of the reasons. Some of it, crime in the neighborhood. Some of it, unruly people. Some of it, people just didn't want to go. I guess the sweet spot now is like a 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock Mass on Christmas Eve. Maybe the Midnight Mass was a beautiful tradition, the choir and the whole thing. Maybe it was draining, though. Maybe people are coming distances. I'm not sure, but as best we can tell, it has really gone downhill in popularity, without a doubt. I'm still working on that. Imagine the mayor. This is the mayor. Yeah. That's his translator of an American city. So if they're going to use affordability, assimilation, or a word like that, smaller word maybe, is going to be prominent in 2026. It's not so much just people here illegally. It's those that might even be here legally, just not wanting to assimilate. They're able to get away with it. Society has changed. Spanish media, social media, just you can't say anything about it. In the past, you would have had to at least speak English. You at least have to fake assimilation. Now we have people that think that's racism, sex, something. If you say the word assimilate. All right, let's go to Frank in Burlington. Frank is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Frank, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. I know this was from way before we were talking about, but I really do agree with you as far as like Trump's messaging when it comes to the affordability.
Frank, let me interrupt and say, I'm hoping this really good number doesn't set him off, that he goes off on the same dumb stuff here, because it's a great number. And then he wants to say, well, why are they talking about affordability? Just fake it a little bit. Just show empathy for a little bit longer. That's all.
I so 100% agree with you. This A++ stuff and the overkill with the Rosie and everything is wonderful. It's making me, in a way, and I love Trump, and I love his accomplishments, but it's starting to make it sound like, you know, he's kind of ignoring that some people maybe aren't having it so good, and he's kind of like the empathy isn't there. And in a way, it almost sounds like Biden did. You know, things were horrible, of course, during Biden, but that was never acknowledged. And sometimes I feel as though, like, he's not that he thinks that, but he, for some reason in his mind, he can't say anything negative, but it makes everybody think that he thinks we're all stupid, you know. And it's just, I just hope he changes that, his delivery. I really do.
Yeah, just a little bit. Vance did it much better when he was here. He acknowledged some of this, that people are anxious about this. And he did say, Frank, something smart you're going to see in tax season. That was Vance. In other words, setting an intermediate goal, like a first down goal, not a touchdown. You can't tell people to wait till like 8 or 9 months from now. They're anxious now, and they're right to be anxious about certain things.
No doubt. And just be truthful and empathetic. I don't think it takes that much. But I just don't know if it's in Trump's DNA to, like, in any way say everything isn't wonderful. And I don't know. I just really feel as though coming to the midterms, I really want him to kind of get, like, you know, back on track in terms of, like, connecting with the people in a real way, not in this, like, oh, everything's great way. That's the only
thing. And the other point to this, too, and I know he wants to entertain, and he can do a lot of that at the rallies and all, but, Frank, he's got to be blunt. He's the only one that can do it with that reluctant Trump voter. To tell them he is on the ballot. I like Susie Wiles and the others are saying we're running with Trump at the top of the ballot. Right. But he's got to convince these people that he is, because if they are, we'll win. If they're tepid, it's going to be very close.
Oh, Dom, you're so right on that. And I don't get the disconnect at all. I mean, you know, you have to realize, yeah, Trump's in office, but if he loses the Senate and the House, literally all the policies we love are going away. So I really don't understand that at all. I have no clue why that's happening.
Well, it's a voting segment that was turned to. They hadn't voted for years when he came up in 2016. They're turned on by him. They're not legit voters, Frank, for whatever the reason. And I have trouble being calm about it. Because I'll bet it sickens me. Anybody that doesn't vote over a period of time, I'm just not in the habit of persuading people to do that. It just goes against my nature. And I realize if I were running for office, I would suck it up and do it. But in this job, I can't do that.
No. I agree with you 100%. I really hope that, you know, and I hope this whole idea of connecting Trump, that he's running in the midterms. I really hope this works. I really do, because everything hinges on this. You know, after 2 years, they get in, literally nothing will get done, and all this great stuff that's going on will be reversed, or will be on standby until hopefully another Republican president gets in. But I agree with you 100%. They got to be some way to get these guys off their behinds.
Absolutely. And out thank you, Frank.
Oh, thanks.
Have a great holiday. Have a great Christmas. You know what they'll also do? It doesn't matter impeaching Trump. He's been impeached and all that. We can say it. True. They're not going to oust him from office. But they might be able to take out. They might go after impeaching someone like Pam Bondi or whomever. Now, you might say, well, I don't care. Well, if they continuously are doing this and slowing down the process, that's not going to get us anywhere either. I haven't seen more on the Epstein nonsense today. And it brings up a question. What's more certain to happen? That we get past the Epstein, that this scourge, this guy and Maxwell, meaning it's over. There are not new things that come out and we're still going down this path. Or that we have a Republican finally as mayor of Philadelphia. I just don't believe, given the sickness of Philadelphia, that we're ever going to have a Republican. You know my thing. The last Republican mayor was alive for 3 years while Billy the Kid roamed the earth. Billy the Kid! He was there for 3 years. That's the last Republican mayor. Will we see one in the next 50 years? I would bet no. But will we be able to see the Epstein matter go to the back? You know, everything has a shelf life. You would think it'd be gone by now. Yet it seems to be intensifying. And the reason is the media is determined to go after Trump with this, and the Democrats are, and they're not going to let it go. And when you have the media not letting it go, it gives them fodder. You're going to see it continue to play out. And so far, it's more like the Clinton files than the Trump files, certainly. I see a story today where there was an evaluation done of Epstein in jail, and they ranked him as a very low chance to commit suicide. And the people in charge, you see the dimwits in charge of this. Epstein is the last person in the world that you're not eyeballing and looking in his cell once an hour, at least going through, can he use anything in there to kill himself? And you're watching him constantly. That's what you have to do. I still believe he killed himself, but I have to tell you, when I take a look at any number of things here, it's the most remarkable story imaginable that even from the grave, this guy is causing this kind of issue and pressure. All righty, 855-839.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on demand.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show. And I talked about this early on with Scott Jennings. The headline of Politico Europe is trending on Twitter. How the far right stole Christmas. Remember I told you Jennings saying they're saying we're trying to recast Christmas as a marker for Western civilization. Yeah, it is. It is the marker. We're not trying to recast anything. It has been and will be. Imagine on Christmas Eve, this is what they come up with. These far right, the bros, these men of grievance going to church, they're trying to say that Christmas is a marker of Western civilization. And face it, Western civilization is under attack by the secular left, but a weird combination of the of this two. It's the secular left and Islamic fundamentalists of sorts, or radicals, Mandami. How could one guy be that secular left and also an Islamic nut? And the answer is, take a look at his background, at his training, at in politics, and the stuff he put together. And that's exactly what he is. So Western civilization, and what Trump has done, is to try to bolster the Europeans who are weak on this, big time. They don't seem to be as weak in Italy. We're just back from there, as you know. And the Brits are trying a little bit more. But the French and the Germans particularly, they're incredibly weak. And all across Europe, this last week and today on Christmas Eve, there are big police barricades up and men armed. Why? Public celebrations. You know what they're looking out for. Being attacked by Islamic fundamentalists. That's exactly what they're afraid of. That's Western civilization under attack. And what Europe did, they brought in cheap labor right across, coming right across from Africa mainly and other places. And a lot of these people are Islamic fundamentalists. They don't like the country they're in. They came there just to get a job. They cause trouble. They riot. We experienced some of this in the United States. Trump's trying to bolster here, but also tell them this is what you have to eradicate. Do they have it within them? No, I would bet on the other side on this. They don't have it within them. And that's why Western civilization is dependent, even though I don't think he's ever, you know, said that, Jennings saying it, on Trump and what he's pushing back on. Even if he doesn't articulate that, Jennings articulates it well. That's what's at stake. And this article today that we're trying to recast Christmas as a marker of Western civilization, my goodness. What are they going to write on Christmas Day? Yeah, there was no manger. I mean, what else can they come up with? All right, let's go to the MASH unit out there in Bensalem. Caller of the year, Robert. Let's see if he's running 40-yard dashes today. Or is he still faking that injury? Got him a lot of votes. People were saying this guy's rising from his deathbed. We didn't see any footage. Was it like FDR that we never saw him either? We only saw Robert at his best.
Right.
Let's go to Robert of Bensalem. Robert, how you doing in your MASH unit there?
I only saw half as much footage because the other one's wrapped up.
Oh, jeez.
Hiding it from the voters. Yes.
Right.
No, man, I wanted to really express my appreciation to the other callers. I mentioned to you the three L's, Dom, and that's what you got from the callers who were calling in yesterday. You learned something, you laughed, and Scott cracked me up with his reference to me not resting on my Mount Laurels. And
I missed that.
Yeah,
he threw that back at me pretty good. I like that. And I had to talk to Earl, though, because I really want that Yugo, Dom. And I don't care about the parking space, but I do want the Yugo.
Well, I have not gotten full approval yet. But, you know, like the Friars Club, I would like to have the Knights, the Callers of the Round Table, and you get a jacket, the Caller of the Year.
I like
with
it.
With a little crest on it.
Yeah.
Me, big picture I'll waving at you in a crest or something.
I'll even let the other callers roast me. I think that would be hilarious.
Oh, you know, a caller roast, yes.
That'd be awesome, Mulligans.
Yeah,
That would be a lot of fun. Dom, we're not going to lose the Senate. That's all I'm going to say for now. We'll talk about the House if
we
go on.
I agree with you on that, yeah.
Okay. I have to tell you, the family thing is it was a cool concept. I didn't really have one coming up, as you know. So a lot of what I learned about, like, nuclear families, I watched on TV. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that gave me a sense of what a family should be. But my answer to today for the question is the Brady Bunch, not a traditional family. And the reason why I'm picking them is because you had two broken families that came together to form another family. The mom still wanted a father in the house. The father still wanted a mother in the house. And they held on to traditional values, even though that their families had gone through what they went through. And so there's always hope for a family as long as you have people who care and love. And that's why I'm going to pick the Brady Bunch family. It doesn't have to be a so-called typical family. But as long as there's love and commonality there, you can build a family. And that's a beautiful thing to me. It gives hope to people that didn't have one coming up. You know what I mean?
What a perspective. Thank you, Robert, very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Get
Christmas.
Well soon. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, man.
All right. Yeah, that's coming from his background, seeing that. It's almost someone learning English by watching American TV. Well put. All right. That's what we're looking for. And it's all in the call. Out of all those families, real or fictional, I gave you the fictional. Mine were the middle and the Wonder Years. The Wonder Years, the mom in the Wonder Years. Great. And I did interview one. She's a math whiz. Winnie Cooper. I forget the young woman's name. She was a great interview. She was on a tour and was in studio. And yeah, we were supposed to talk about math. She had a math book and all. But a lot of stories of the Wonder Years. And when, is it Fred Savage? Was in Seinfeld with Kramer in that Hollywood series they run. Unbelievable stuff, yeah. And Patricia Heaton, I don't know if she's blackballed because of her pro-life, religious, great comedic actress, though. And in the middle, the dad was pretty good, too. But Patricia Heaton carried that show. She would carry any show. She's a great TV mom. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that all-time family. This is cut eight, John. This is Hassett, who I hope President Trump makes the head of the Fed. He's the chief economic advisor, and he's talking here about the 4.3% GDP report, well above what was predicted. And this is tremendous news. So this is an opportunity to tout that and to say, and Trump could say it in his own way, these are great numbers, but I realize your life is not a number. Goofy Biden did that. I realize whatever you're experiencing, and I'm moving heaven and earth to make that experience better. But this should be a hopeful sign that it's around the corner and we're close to the new year and the big, beautiful bill, which has been undersold. Here's Hassett.
So I can smell alcohol coming off your breath right now.
Yeah, that's it. It's cut nine. Cut nine.
So I can smell alcohol coming off your breath right now.
Okay, all right. No, that's some Democrat who was stopped by a cop. All right, we'll have to reconvert that. That's okay. We'll get to it. Hassett says this is about as good as a GPD number, showing that the trade policy, supply side policy, is having a big effect. You know, I still have my doubts about the tariffs. A little unclear. Hopefully, we're going to have EJ Antoni back on soon to break that down. What do we know now? As a leverage, as a negotiating tool, I like it, Trump's usage. But does that, I've never believed that tariffs are the way to go. Was I just convinced over the years when I broke into talk radio? Man, you said tariffs. It was like, are you a conservative? This is a little bit uncertain on the tariff thing. I wouldn't be touting that. It's his other policies. It's the release of energy. It's, I told you, the egg price today with the agriculture. And not only that, I give them credit. Once the election was over in Jersey and Virginia, you know what they could have said? Oh, that's just a couple of blue states. They did not. They got the message on affordability. And if you notice, I think one of the best areas that Trump is great in is these deals with the drug companies, with pharmaceuticals. I think it's all out. And I think that's going to be a big plus on affordability. Changing the auto standards are going to lower the cost of buying a new car. The only thing is, these take time to get put into operation and then to sink into people. They actually experience it. And the clock is ticking. You know, when do these things get baked into the mind of people, the voters that we really need? That now Trump really didn't deliver on this, even if he is all along and it's right around the corner. That's my only worry. You know, I worry that all this good stuff doesn't get in the pipeline to the perception of people when they turn out to vote. Because the stakes, you know, we say this all, but the stakes in this midterm are huge beyond belief. And on a personal level, just seeing these sickening groups in the suburbs, like these Indivisible, a lot of them women, just wanting to tear apart Trump, but they'll settle to make a demon out of a guy like Jack Cittarelli. That's what we're seeing here. All right, 855-839-1210.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Good Home Alone. That's where I associate that with. I think I've seen Home Alone at least 18 times now. Home Alone 2, maybe 13 to 14.
So you like better?
Home Alone 1, but Godfather 2, this show knows that that's a better film than Godfather. It's been ascertained, but I would say Home Alone's better than Home Alone 2.
I agree on that.
Yeah, because it's 100%. Hard to replicate all that they had going on with it. Which one do you like better, John?
I like the original Home Alone, yeah. But I think Home Alone 2 definitely has its moments.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, I think, and Home Alone 3, there's something about the third. It's like Godfather 3 that drops off the face of the earth.
It's almost as if they didn't have the main character.
Yes, exactly, right. I mean, they just can't continue to do it. Whoever put those two out. If there's a worse sequel than Home Alone, well, Godfather 3 is the worst. And they had something with the Vatican scandal and all that. They had two great lines. Wet your beak, which is a top 10 Godfather line. And the scene where they machine gun with a helicopter, mob members in an AC hotel room who can't get out. They have the door blocked. That was pretty good hit. But wetting your beak is perfect. That's a pretty good line. All righty, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time family. That's what we're looking for here. Coming up, I have the Media Research Center, their worst takes of 2025. But, you know, when we hear all, and look, Philadelphia Eagles, I've said, how many years ago did I say, there are three big jobs in Philadelphia, the cardinal or archbishop, whichever he is, usually a cardinal, the mayor, these are the known figures in the area, and the Eagles football coach. I bet a lot of people don't know the coach of the Flyers, certainly, the coach of the Sixers. They may not even know the manager of the Phillies, but they do know who the Eagles coach is. And when you hear these guys determine who should be drafted, et cetera, the picks they make, be it basketball, baseball really tough. You're projecting from young kids. By the way, I might do this as a side at some point. You may need a little bit of now. I was thinking on Friday because I'm picking up something for Luke today. And the store that I was in, talking to the guy, he's got a young Mickey Mantle. Big picture, his father was a sports writer and knew the whole story. They were scouting someone else, and the scout saw Mickey Mantle at that game and had to go and get the money. They were going to try to sign him right on the spot with the father. Can you imagine the first time you would witness in person? Remember, back in the day, we didn't have social media. We didn't have technology. You had to bird dog someone by going to the game. I can't imagine seeing Mickey Mantle come to bat. It just takes your breath away. It's like Cindy Crawford's never looked. She's great looking, but in that Pepsi ad with those two young boys that she did, the first time I saw it, it was like, oh, my God. It just takes your breath away. And I'm trying to think of somebody I saw in person for the first time or whatever, just a casual or whatever. And I think there's a side there. And you go, oh, or seeing them play a sport or to do something, maybe when they were just coming up. Maybe the first time you saw Trump in action, for a lot of people, it could have been coming down the staircase, the escalator. For others, I'm not sure the first moment they went, oh, my goodness. I do remember when he started the stuff with President Obama, a guy named Rich Davis, who's just a great patriot, friend of talk radio. We were doing a remote, and he said, watch Trump. He's going to be president someday. This was well before 2016. I'm like, Donald Trump, are you kidding me? But after seeing some of the stuff in the polling early on, it was like, this is different. Remember the big debate? We were at Xfinity Live when Megyn Kelly read all those quotes about women, and he said, only Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, it was pretty stunning to see that person before they were that well known. I might try that. Okay, I mention that because of all these gurus of assessing talent. One of the worst debacles I've ever seen in Philadelphia, still stunning to me. He was the number one overall pick, Ben Simmons. He has put a return to the NBA on hold. He has now embarked on a pro fishing career. Ben Simmons wants to be a pro, or he owns a team in a pro fishing rig.
Gotta be a better fisherman than a free throw shooter.
Well, that's, yes, that's what I was thinking. But where were the guys who said, well, you got to pick him? It's a consensus. Am I just Monday morning quarterbacking? We talked about this. You know, a guy who can't shoot the ball, obviously. Well, we're going to teach him to shoot. Won't shoot the ball. Is arrogant beyond belief. Has no heart. And they pick him number one in the entire world. What's wrong with the world where Ben Simmons, and look at his career. Look at the wash up. Now he's a pro fisherman. Can you imagine this guy say, oh, this guy's got all the tools you need to be a pro fisherman. I could see him in an event not catching anything. No, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't care if I catch anything. Pro fisherman, Ben Simmons. How could people be this wrong? It's almost as bad as picking Kamala Harris to be your presidential candidate. What is the worst decision where people had to make a pick and that's what they came up with? How does a system not work where the number one choice in the entire world, with all that scouting, all the metrics, they come up with a guy like this? Football, I get a little bit. You know, talking to Ray Dittinger, linemen and stuff like that, like, I can't tell. I don't know anybody listening that can tell an offensive lineman. The only thing I'm looking for is, I know one thing. I want a guy like Allen Iverson. I want a guy who's desperate that it's life and death. Now, his training methods aside, I want a guy who comes from that type of background. And this is what he has, and you're going to have to kill him to stop him. I think if you have pretty good talent and you have that, that's what I want in anything. I want a guy driven, whoever the nominee is, that he is going to come home on his shield or win when it comes to the presidency. And I don't know that somebody like Gavin Newsom has that in his DNA. On the other side, it takes a lot to do that. I mean, think about what Trump was playing for. If Trump didn't win, he was going to go to jail, maybe for a long time. That's what was going to happen. If he were not the winner, if he were not president, all those things that happened, most of them would have gone the wrong way. And I think he'd be in jail at this point. Those are pretty high stakes, your freedom or the ultimate prize. That takes a lot. And being shot and hit to boot in it, that takes a lot. You really have to be driven to go through that. You know, the Ben Simmons of candidates, whoever that is, I don't see them. Once they get, everybody has a plan, as Mike Tyson has said, until you get punched in the mouth. You got a plan. All right, this is how you're going to box Tyson. Then Mike Tyson comes charging at you with the opening bell, and you go, oh my God, I want to live. That's all I want to do. How do I fall down? All right, so we'll continue to monitor Ben Simmons and his fishing career. Coming to more calls, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time family. Get your name in the hat today for the big prize at the end of the week. Here with Dom on Christmas Eve on Talk Radio 1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. By the way, we're almost at the end of Phil Murphy's tenure. What is his signature boondoggle? I would offer up, and you may have a better one, other than the hair and the teeth and all in the pizza eating. It's the whales. It's what happened. No, nobody had anything like this. It's the wind, the whales, the callousness of it, the wife and the climate still going forward with it. I don't think many issues have really stoked people emotionally about what was happening there. And every time we would go down summer broadcast and all that, Robin Schaefer, et cetera, it became that issue. Just unimaginable. And then it morphed. I said it then, not as emotional, but I was being honest. Maybe it's selfish. We were not going to let them destroy our Jersey Shore. Not for all their nonsense with these ghastly windmills. And you had people in Ocean City laying down in the streets trying to block them, do everything else, and we beat them. and we beat Phil Murphy, and we beat these clowns in Trenton. But they don't give up. They'll be back, and they're going to get beaten again. And Phil Murphy, that and when he said or suggested he had someone living above his garage illegally, and he was going to protect him. Remember that? Or the number of times he didn't pay attention to a snowstorm, and then if there was a snowflake, he declared a disaster area. How in the world does Jersey elect a clown like that and Corzine, both Goldman Sachs? They have money, Democrat primaries, they buy their way. I guess that's it. And now this just tepid. That's the only thing I can think about it. There's just no pop there at all with Mikey Sherrill, other than how far left she is and how she's going to govern. Price controls, yeah, we may see that. The Attorney General said affordability is her number one issue. Declaring on day one, you know, a stoppage of electric prices. We're going to see pretty quickly. Let's go to Bill and Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill.
Hi there, Dom. I just wanted to congratulate Robert of Ben Salem, a fellow Bucks Countyan, on his victory as a caller of the year.
Absolutely. You know, I think Brian Fitzpatrick's going to be calling in the 2 o'clock hour congratulating him. No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah. Well, now he was on Fox News the other day.
Ah, well, wait a minute.
Sharon Green.
He thinks I'm worse than Fox News. I take that as a badge of honor, Brian. All I'm going to do is tell him what the facts are, Bill. He is pushing us to say he's got to cater to a certain position, and he knows we're going to vote for him no matter what. Well, maybe not.
Well, I wouldn't say maybe not.
There is a limit here. There really is, Bill. And again, I recognize politically what he's got to do, but he's become the face of this nonsense, and his health care plan is completely unacceptable.
Well, it's a little adventuresome. I get it. I understand. But then there's Bob Harvey, so who's our county commissioner out here.
I hear you. But, you know, doesn't he have to cater to us a bit? He's a calculating politician. He's good at this.
He sent me a Christmas card.
Is it so bad in Bucks County, Bill, that he's got to come up with any kind of health plan, and it might pass with the Democrats, where the cap is what, is it 225 or 250 of family income? That's preposterous.
I know, that's rather excessive. I get it. I know.
And he discounts that abortion can't be part of it. Look, you can go and get an abortion. We're not going to pursue you and all that. But we're not going to pay for it. That was the deal, Brian, right?
Yeah, right. That's what he said. I mean, but, you know, hey, you know, he's trying to get something through.
I would say you do a good job at giving us the stark reality, and maybe we just can't face it yet, Bill.
I know you called me a loser a few times, but you also know I'm a pragmatist.
Yeah, and again, I'm an incrementalist and a pragmatist, too. And I, over the years, have taken shots by saying, hey, we got to put that guy in there. That's what it is. But if I see a way where we still have the majority without him, then I'm on board with that. Because Bob Harvey is, I have to admit, what a target. Oh, my God.
Well, he's got a lot of name recognition out here. I wouldn't discount him. I mean, they're inching closer.
Well,
you know,
I'll predict right here and right now. I have faith in Brian Fitzpatrick, that Brian Fitzpatrick will win. Do you believe that?
He will win, yes.
I would predict that also. And one of the things he does, and it's a good guy to do this, he does a tremendous amount of events per year, sincerely shows up at the tiniest thing. He works it.
You're absolutely right. He's at all the Ivy Land pancake breakfasts. Retirements.
Right. People, that matters to people. Yep.
He's all over the place.
Yep.
He really is. All over Bucks County, whether it's a Tinica Township or Teletown, mm-hmm. wherever it is. He's great. But I did want to say one thing about the Republican Party. You know, I worked on Election Day. I know what happened on Election Day in November, just a few months ago. Actually, 1 month ago. And I want to tell you, all five row officers won on Election Day, Republicans.
Right.
They all won. But when the mail-ins came, they lost. All I can say is the problem is the mail-in.
Look, we've been ahead of the curve for years telling people that. We even, Scott Presler's right. You can go and you can vote and you can hand it in at the election office well in advance. You're voting. The vote is secure. Do that then.
It's got to be more massive than that. You can't do one by one up at the county. That would take forever.
Well, what would you do?
Yeah,
but people,
Democrats
have
50,000 mail-ins. We had 25.
They're still reluctant to do it. If you know the magic formula, other than screaming at these people to do it, I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, let me tell you something. As a former committee man, I can tell you, do you know that independents asked me, could they vote in the general election in a municipal general election?
Right.
And I said, well, of course you can.
Sure.
So the voters aren't that educated. They're really not. The committee people got to get out there and knock on these doors.
Well, I agree with that. Bill, what's your family today?
Oh, my family?
Yes.
Oh, Fly and the Family Stone.
All right, we'll put you down for that. That's right in the title.
Yeah, that's what.
We didn't play yet, John, so I don't forget. Let's play a little bit. I'll tell you when to stop. We can go a little bit longer. It's Christmas Eve. You have queued up, right? Baby, It's Cold Outside. All right, all-time classic hit, right? Yeah. Here's a little bit of the song. I haven't seen The Dispute as much this year, but it's still always out there. If you've never heard it, is this a date rape scenario, or is this just a guy talking about the art of partnering up with a woman in a beautiful way over Christmas, and it is snowing, and it's cold outside. Here's how it sounds. All right. Is that Dean Martin version covering this or something? Who is that?
Yeah, it's Dean Martin's version, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a cover by Dean. Yeah, I wanted the original. That's okay, though, of Baby, It's Cold Outside. It's a little bit more old-fashioned. Dean Martin adds his touches to it. But you get the sentiment that's involved. And how in the world did that cause such a stir? Because the other side's looking to be offended, looking to take something that's a great holiday song and mess with it to come up with Johnny Legend and that awful version of it. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That will get you in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do, you just push #1210. Merry Christmas. Your calls are next in a big hour left to get a winner.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.